I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it is written, "And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." And in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, it is written, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." My brothers and sisters, if you saw someone driving their car at full speed straight towards the edge of a cliff, would you not wave your arms and scream at them to stop the car? Or if you saw a family in a car headed at full speed straight towards the edge of a cliff, would you not do everything to stop them? And what about if the car had a family member in it or a close dear friend? A family friend, a neighbor, a stranger, would it matter? We would do everything to save someone from driving a car off a cliff. And while you were trying to wave them away from the cliff and direct them to safety, would you care if it made you unpopular? Would you care if someone said, "That's politically incorrect," or "Mind your own business"? Would you care if someone cursed at you for doing it? No. I am confident that most people would try to stop any calamity that would befall their fellow man if it was within their voice or power to do so. So why are we not as bold when we preach the word to save our fellow man from eternal torment? Is an eternity in hell not worse than driving a car off a cliff? Let us be bold in proclaiming our faith and witnessing to our friends, family, and neighbors. In order to do this, we need to know the gospel, etch it into our hearts. And there are many great free resources on YouTube, or if you Google search them, on how to evangelize to friends, family, neighbors, and people who are in cults or part of godless religions and corrupt churches. One of the most powerful ways to evangelize is to witness through your personal testimony of how you came to Christ. Do you remember the Led Zeppelin song Stairway to Heaven and the AC/DC song Highway to Hell? Well, if there is a stairway to heaven and a highway to hell, doesn't that tell us where the bulk of the traffic is going to be? Please pray for me, as I will for you. Heavenly Father, you are the reason we rise in the morning, the reason we lay down at night, the reason that we live our lives. Glorifying you in our lives, abiding in you, Lord Jesus, is a joy, an honor, and our purpose. Please, Lord, equip us to evangelize in your holy name boldly, courageously, accurately, truthfully, and gracefully. In the most blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of Jesus Saves.